This is Tweetminster at the Dublin Web Summit with Minister Eamon Ryan, Minister for Telecommunications, Natural Resources and Energy. Minister, you said in your speech this morning that the telecommunications system was like a nervous system for the planet and very important in combating climate change. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I suppose because I was starting the conference, I was just kind of thinking big, and I was taking kind of James Lovelock's work, you know, the whole Gaia theory, and looking at what sort of how the world works. And if you look at it on that sort of basis, you look at the communication systems as our nervous system, and actually we're going to need that nervous system now to start being very clever very quickly to cut back our use of resources to stop the planet tripping into runaway climate change. And I think so. All that is just, I see, is one of the fundamental opportunities or roles now of the internet, the web, and those kind of fibre optic and satellite networks. And I think it's possible when, in terms of, if our task is to cut back use of resources, where's the big productivity gain? Like, where can we keep the quality of services we have while using less? And if you look at just even some of the work that's been done here in Dublin now, the latest research in the next generation of computers is looking at computers that are 1,000 times faster. And that allows you to use a lot less energy to actually do a lot more. Or if you look at the fibre optic networks, we're looking at moving stuff 100 times quicker in the next 5 years. And again, that just allows that nervous system to maybe manage our energy system in a much cleverer way. And it's just making that connection, which I suppose I'm a green politician, I go back to all the time, is looking at the connection, particularly between energy and ICT, and actually using ICT for real energy reductions, just consuming less, is, I think, one of the biggest roles. And that was the point I was making.
You also said that it's fundamental that we get the technology into schools and get young people getting out there and innovating with the technology and having the right access to the tools to really make a difference. Is there going to be a big rollout of technology in schools here in Ireland?
Yeah, I suppose I was speaking maybe there a lot to the Irish audience, like holding your hands up saying that we should have done more and quicker in terms of rolling out broadband, in terms of allowing the technology to develop here. I mean, it is developing. We have a very young population. We've, you know, got a huge population on Facebook, on Twitter, on Bebo. So, you know, we have adapted to it. I just think our formal system hasn't adapted to it. You know, and what we are going into our secondary schools at the moment, putting in 100 megabit connectivity, putting a wireless connection to each classroom. And I think to a certain extent, then just see what happens. I think to a certain extent, with the range of access devices people have now, with the range of different ways you can use it in a teaching environment, that we'll start to see solutions coming up from the classroom. And that to me is, if I was looking at ways in which we can develop this technology or where it's going to develop, I think actually in education is probably the primary first role.
And finally, you made some interesting comments about private equity and perhaps short-termism in the way that internet business has been financed. How is that going to change in Ireland?
Well, again, I suppose in explaining why we haven't had as much fibre to the home as we would want or in our network, I think any analysis would say that in the last 10 years, kind of, we've had a private equity model for some of our telco companies that was very short term. You know, people were looking to flip a company in 3 or 4 years. They weren't taking a long term view. They weren't making the necessary investments. And we've had that problem with our main utility company here over the last 10 years. I think it's changing. We're looking at actually an owners now that are probably taking a slightly long-term position. Indeed, that whole private equity markets model of kind of thinking only the short term actually, I think, is shown to be flawed in the last 5 to 10 years. That leveraging model was shown to be fake. And I think that will help us in actually getting the investment we need to make in the next generation access network. It's not an easy investment. You have to look long term. And if you do, you'll see it makes commercial sense. I think moving away from the kind of short term private equity model of the last 10 years may help us actually get a long term investment model working here and in other countries and get the sort of internet networks we need.
Minister Ryan, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Nate.